Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I tell you, a lot of good defense coming from that South Panther win in New Albany the other night to open up 2022. The eighth-ranked Panthers of Gabe Johnson had 16 different guys with tackles, 11 quarterback pressures, a sack, a couple of interceptions, two fumble recoveries, yet another blueprint like that needed on Friday night at Martinsville in quarterback Tyler Atkins.
Obviously, I think for us, it'll start up front for Noah Fox, who is an end for us and does a really great job. Tyson Smith, who's an outside backer for us and does a really good job on both sides of the ball. And then our inside backers, Ralph Rogers and Ben Reidner, will be, we look to be really solid inside. And the one thing that we like and hope for is that they play fast and they keep their heads up and stick to their reads and tackle well. And we know if we do that, then it turns out usually well in our favor.
And obviously key for Gabe Johnson in the defense against Martinsville on Friday night, kickoff at 7 o'clock as South looks to go 2-0. Ralph Rogers. Ralph Rogers, by the way, was the defensive points leader in that New Albany win. Reds wrap up the series in Philadelphia against the Phils tonight. Tommy Thrall in his pregame at 6:35. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, first things first here today, due to poor game field conditions, Indiana women's home soccer opener against Ball State has been moved over to the practice field, and the first kick will be at 6 o'clock. That is tonight. We wish Irwin Van Bennekom and the ladies the very best. We are underway, as you well know, have been for about 2.5-3 weeks. 8 different sports, boys and girls, fall sports in bloom. Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig, taking notice as we, well, get set to wrap up August in his State of the School year message.
Coaches, they do a great job looking after their student-athletes, as any teacher would in the classroom. And the classroom can be football or it can be soccer, but it happens to have, you know, it's still with great mentors working with kids. It's the pursuit of excellence. The great thing is it's also an opportunity to learn along the way, and student-athletes, after they complete a season with their coaches, are better than before they started, and those lessons they learn will carry them on.
Good food for thought from the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Our thought for this Thursday, you know, confidence is what happens when you've done the hard work that entitles you to succeed. Reds-Phillies, final game of the series, pregame at 6:35. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLRadio.com.